Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Kelsey going, yes. Good to have you back, Kelsey Alexandra Meyer, and happy Regular Guy Friday to all my regular people.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Fooled them again. Scammed our way through another week.
That's right.
And just remember, for any new listeners, Friday is your day. Yes, Monday through Thursday, it's the boss's day, unfortunately. Saturday is is for the partner, and Sunday is for the kids. Oh, no, Saturday's for the kids, Sunday's for the partner. But who cares? Today's your day. It's Friday.
I can boogie. This is my favorite song ever now. Ever. Boogie, boogie.
Boogie, boogie. You know, it's so funny what priming and music can do for you. And I'll tell you, there's really something to this whole ecstasy dancing or... Right? There's free dancing or there's some...
The raves, uh-huh.
You know, no, but in therapy, Kels, like we've had some of the people come on.
Raves.
But the raves probably... the raves probably do that. It's just unfortunate, you know, people are taking drugs and then they're not guided in their path, you know, but if
But you're right. It was Aubrey Marcus talked about exotic dancing. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the
So you just like... it's you just come in, you know, because I will tell you, I warn you, I am unprepared, I'm uncaffeinated, and I have no friends.
Hey.
I don't know where that came from. But
I'm
anyway, no, but normally I have to, in this state, get myself into, you know, have a little coffee to pump that adrenaline that I'm in. But then, you know, I heard this music when I saw Kelsey, who's in the booth. So just to give you a little heads up, little Pooji, DJ Pooji Pooj. Has food poisoning.
Yeah, I know.
So send her your well wishes today. Tonight we head off to... tonight will be at WrestleMania. And Maria will be hosting the Hall of Fame Awards, and then she's doing a bunch of other things for WWE Saturday and Sunday. But meantime, on this very early Friday, here we are. But yeah, the music, you know, just seeing you dance, Kelsey, and then hearing it and thinking of these two girls performing, I don't know.
It sets you up.
It just really got my energy up.
It is one of my favorite. Oh my God, yeah. It's literally one of my favorite tricks of all time. When I drive in every morning, I can be as tired as heck. You throw on some Joe Bros, and I am a new person.
And for you,
I'm
it's the Joe
jamming.
Bros.
Yeah. But whatever it is for you, I just think it's such a good and a good trick, and it's free and it's easy, and I don't know.
No, why not?
Why not?
You know, it's one of the things, you know, I tell you guys, there's a little Regular Guy tip. There's some great shower speakers out there that are very affordable. Did I get you one, Kelsey?
Kohler actually got me one.
Kohler. Oh, no.
Shout
I think
out
for
to
tomorrow,
Ed.
When I was doing the Tomorrow Show, I got it for everyone on the
They're
Tomorrow
amazing.
Show.
They're amazing.
Right? They're really good because, first of all, you can listen to podcasts and things like that, which is fun. But I think just to be able to start your day with some music, jamming out. That's, by the way, it's a hard thing about having when you have a family or a partner, you know, because
poor roommate.
I notice what, right, because then you're considerate. So I can't, you know, I'm up early. I can't do this. But the days that Maria gets up before me or, you know, it's really nice to be able to kind of get the day going using music as your primer and as, as natural means to get your adrenaline going.
I like in the shower too, because you can pretend like you're having a little concert. You feel like
the star. Yes, well, Kelsey, and then do you point to the sky with your eyes closed?
Always.
While you're singing?
Always. And my hack, Kevin, is when my shower song is the 10-minute version of All Too Well by Taylor Swift. So I know when that's over, it's time for me to get out of the shower.
Can we just take a step back and say, No. Because sometimes when I'm in the shower a long time, I think back to when I was a kid. Were your parents down on you for that?
Oh, yeah. Get out.
Why? You're wasting water.
Yes. My dad would come tell me to turn it off while I was shampooing because I was in there for so long. He'd be like, turn it off. I'm like, I can't.
So I knew some families like mine that would run in the water and make it cold.
Oh, my God.
So that's still in the back of my head. But at the same time, I'm still not willing to do the fast shower. So instead what I do is I apply gratitude. And I'll say, wow, isn't it so amazing that we get clean, fresh, hot water and can have this experience.
I love that.
And I'll tell you, like, yes, I have a nice bathroom now, but certainly not as nicer than the ones I see out there today. My goodness, they're bigger than master bedrooms. I mean, two master bedrooms, the ones I see. But, you know, in Connecticut, I still have the modest shower stalls. And, you know, it's the same thing. I still can get the same experience. You play some music, you get the hot water. You just kind of, you get all the toxins off your body, which I'll tell you guys, one of the cheapest, fastest ways to kind of change your vibe too is a shower. I mean, when I see people who are depressed and I see that they haven't showered, the longer the worse, but even still, I'm like, come on, first thing, let's go. Nice hot shower. And what happens is, again, regular guy theory, is all those toxins that are on your body, you've been sweating, you've been, you know, your skin's, you know, emoting things all through the day, all through the night, you know, you take a nice hot shower and all that comes off. And that's why you tend to just already feel better. So for me, like, I am always a morning shower guy because I like that little charge that I get. And I know the dogs too. There's dog experts who say, no, dogs love their own scent. That's why they roll around the grass. Baloney. Any of my dogs, once I wash them, they are so happy afterwards, jumping around and I think it's the same thing. It's like all the, you know, toxins are off their bodies now and they're clean, fresh, especially the ones who have hair, you know, rather than fur. So we digress.
But I agree.
But I was going to say, you know what? So if you're taking those long showers, like, this is why you can apply gratitude in that moment and go, wow, you know, this is pretty amazing. And then, you know, and this is why, like, I really get down on people that are super down on our country, because there are many countries where you don't have that. And that one little thing, let alone everything else we have here. So, didn't know how we'd get there.
I loved it, though. It's a great tip.
But I think that, the music and the nice hot shower, I don't know. It's just those little things,
that are,
as we say in Boston, affordable.
Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to my mom, who, this was one of my other shower hacks growing up. I got too tired in the shower. So she used to put, like an upside down plastic milk crate in there for me with a towel on it so I could sit. And I would like literally sit and like meditate in the shower.
Listen, again, I tell you, no. I think I was going through a spell when I was working on the houses. I used to tell Kelsey, like, I would have to sit. I was so tired. And you're right. Yeah, a little milk crate would do it. But today, because, you know, again, we are so blessed, for $20, you can get a shower chair.
I didn't even know there was such a
thing. They have for handicapped people.
Oh.
And you can get a shower chair. And then there's even, you know, attachments as low as $20 that you can attach onto your shower head to make it so you can have a handheld one, you know. So, I mean, all good stuff.
All good stuff.
All good stuff. Yeah, yeah. And there are times that, yeah, you just need to have that hot water on your muscles too, you know. So anyway, so Kelsey.
Kevo.
Here we are.
Here we are.
On this glorious Friday. Kelsey's big move is this weekend.
That's right.
Very exciting.
I'm so excited.
Very big step into adulting.
Yes.
You know, the next step toward adulting. Yeah. The first step was this apartment.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny? No, but Kelsey, yeah. I always say, and I've heard this before too, that the universe will test us to see if we're ready to make the leap.
Mm-hmm.
The quantum leap.
The quantum leap.
For some of our, you know, TV, crazy TV fans like me. But yeah, when you're about to make that leap in your life, that big giant change, old Miss Universe just gives you that little tap on the shoulder, goes, hey, B.
Hey,
hey, queen.
Girl. Hey, yeah. Queen.
But,
hey, girl.
Hey, yeah. And just kind of, you know.
She tempts you with a good time.
Tempts you to stay back where you are.
Yeah.
And I've further been told, no shame in the game if you decide to stay back. It just means you're not, maybe you weren't ready.
I'm very
ready. Well, you know, you'll get these tests or you'll get these messages sometimes when you're not sure and you're like, oh, then Miss Universe comes in and goes, oh, B, you're not sure?
Here you
oh,
go.
Oh, let me show you. Let me show you. Really, you need more convincing.
Yes.
Wow. And that's the universe. And I think your guardian angels or whatever. But here, Kelsey's moving. This week, she got what we call the California guests.
Yes.
So let me explain the California guests. Now, if you're in Florida, particularly, it applies to areas around vacation areas to me. And what happens is when you get the California guest or the Florida guest, I don't know, wherever the Key West guest, the Corpus Christi guest, by the way, the New York guest could be the Boston guest as well. But what I'm saying with the California guest, and there probably is a better word for it, all the people that come out here are under this impression that by day, we alternate our days between Disney World and the beach. And then at night, we're at all the best clubs and restaurants. And then in between, we go to Hollywood Boulevard. So when people come out here, they just tend to invade, trample, you know, your lifestyle and think that this is what you do. And so they come out in that mode when you're like, wait, no, I live here. I get up and I live here. I work here. Uh-huh. And this is no different than where you live, except maybe it's more sunny, you know, and a little hotter and now more crime. But I mean, it's, you know, it's not that much different. And how would you like if I came into your world and said, okay, woo-hoo-hoo. So, you know, note to the visitors, the best way to visit is to be like, hey, oh my God, if I can have your couch or your floor, I am so grateful. I'll rent my own car and I'll be out of your hair. I'll tell you what we're doing at night if you want to meet us. We'd love to have you, but no pressure. I know you. That's how you do it. And I will say, if you're the person that's hosting the California guest, like me, and I haven't done it in a long time because of this, but when I was doing it, it was okay. Here's the keys to the car. You can have it for the week. Here's, back in the day, would be your maps, or these are the places to go. Here's the keys to the house. Here's the deal with the dogs. Don't let them out, whatever the case. And go be you.
Go do you.
Go do you. Uh-huh. So you have some California guests.
I do.
And by the way, because your roommate you knew from high school.
Yes.
So they're from your past.
Yes. And so it's funny, and I'm sure you guys have been in situations like this where it's like, I'm not really friends with them, but it's like, they think I'm friends with them.
Well, remember, okay, again, in millennial culture,
everyone's
in Facebook
friends.
Culture, everyone's friends.
Right.
But,
and I don't
of
really
course, we're really not.
Right. Not friends.
And that's that. See, that part hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to explain to some of the young people, even I've made films with them. Like, listen, all you're doing is making you're chasing a like or a Facebook friend that's going to mean nothing to you. to the bigger picture. But yeah, I think in your world, everyone's friends.
It's exhausting because I don't subscribe to that. And I'm like, you're my friend, you're my friend, you're not. And that's okay. But I am always, of course, nice. So I think even old Kelsey a couple months ago would have gotten roped into doing a million and one things. I mean, I have in the last couple times I visited. I've gone and done things with them and I didn't want to.
Yeah, no.
So
yeah.
This time, yeah, they're going to be here during my whole move. And it was funny because
I'm sure they're helping. How can I help?
That was going to be
tape up the boxes.
That was going to be what I said.
There must be something I can do.
My mom was like, "Oh, have them help you bring stuff downstairs."
And then you went like this.
Yeah. Basically, I was like, "Yeah, I'd rather not even ask."
Don't even ask. No, don't even ask.
Don't
open the can of worms.
Exactly.
Blinders on.
Yeah. So I.
Oh, if I listen, I have so much pressure at work. If I didn't have this move. I would be leading
the
charge. Oh my God.
Yeah.
First one in the water.
Yeah. So it's,
but
I have to do it, but it's been funny because not that I've gone back on my, choice. I haven't at all. The last week I was like, man, I really do love this place. Like, my spot's great. And then I was like, oh,
no, and you get along really well with your roommate. You start going, you know what? Like,
yeah. And then I was like, oh, I am so ready to leave.
And then here came the universe and went,
so ready to
leave.
Hey, queen. Tap, tap, tap.
Yeah. So now, bye,
yeah,
B.
Bye, B. Oh, I'm so
bye,
ready. I am so, I literally myself, Kevin, I told you I did half.
I'm now, see, this is the madness in me. I hate the fact that I can't make this move with you and Francisco and the team just because of how I want to be with them.
Yeah, you would have had fun.
Oh my God. I'd be like, where are we going? I would.
No.
Oh, I'd come in with a giant can of gasoline right on that fire.
This is me last night just to expedite.
Because what do we always say? Comedy what?
Must rule.
Comedy must rule. You know you're screwed.
Oh my
you're
God.
Not getting rid of them. They're not going to become evolved or considerate.
No.
So. No.
Oh my God. No.
Feed that fire.
Absolutely not. No. Me last night in my head, I'm like, okay, Jesus, how can I expedite this? And my bed, which we've talked about before, you guys, my dad built it for me. So it's like a zillion different
screws. But he's a perfectionist craftsman.
Yeah, exactly.
So he made it like I would make it
exactly.
In a way that you can take it apart.
Exactly.
But better than me because I can do rough carpentry.
But,
he's like an ace.
But point is too, like he is a perfectionist. So there's like 501 screws in there. So I was like, man, this is going to take Francisco a minute. I literally last night after all of this, I took the drill and I did half of it already. I'm going to finish the other half tonight. I'm like, get me
and if,
out
and it
of
feels,
here.
Yeah, but see, it gives you the adrenaline and it makes you feel good now. Like, no, I've got a regular guy tip.
Ooh.
If you want to give, someone's moving, I know you're going to be thinking about a piece of a vase or some other trinket. Do not be afraid to go with the home toolkit. Kelsey,
saved
that's what
my
Kelsey's
life.
Using right now. Home toolkit, little battery. And by the way, I got the good 12-volt battery drill.
Thank you.
The battery drill with all the little things, just the little things you need. And by the way, it doesn't take up a lot of space.
No.
But I'll tell you, some of those mini like $30 toolkits, I've built houses with those because it's all we had, like, you know, at different times. But
no, they're so handy. I'm so grateful. And they're not that hard.
No.
Every time I think I can't do something, this is another tip, you guys. Every time you think you can't do something, you can.
Yeah.
I changed my shower head. I put on a new one. I took the drills out of my bed. I did not need anyone.
Yeah.
I was JFF.
Yep, just so freaking fine.
I am now adding handywoman to my resume.
And out the door we'll go.
And out the door we'll go.
And we will say,
Bye, B. I need to get my nails back before I can do it again.
She's very weak with the bye, B, because, you know, it's kind of like the talk to the hand modified for this generation. Bye, B. If you go to Better Together with Maria, you can see our instructional video that Kelsey gave us. So Maria has nails on for Oscars, and she did a bye, B last night. It was flawless.
So proud of her.
But she struggled with it.
Right.
Remember, she's very awkward, but now with the nails, she was like,
yes.
Bye, B.
It gives you a whole different persona.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Okay, you guys, let's take a quick break. come back because Kelsey's younger sister had her first aware foray.
Yes.
In dealing with fatheads.
Yes,
we've talked about fatheads on the show before. We all deal with them, but we're not aware of it. This was her first dealing with fatheads with awareness. So I want to go, I want to hear that. I find that, I always, there's something, I'm empathetic to the person that has to first deal with the fathead at first. And I just see the look in their eyes, but at the same time, I'm entertained as well because, again, comedy must rule. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Okay, so we're back.
Hey, Kevin.
So, hey, Queen.
Hey, Queen.
So, yes, fatheads.
Fatheads.
They are the defiant morons. There's many, many kinds of fatheads, as we're learning, that male, female. There's a predominant, yes, the majority of fatheads are definitely your older, whiter males, unfortunately. I say this with love and light as a recovering fathead, still attending my meetings. And Kelsey's from Alifat. Kelsey just put a drink up.
Alifat.
Yeah, she's from Alifat. She's a family member who are fatheads.
Yes.
And so she attends her meetings.
Yes, yes.
Listen, we're all in this together. It's 12 steps and it's one day at a time. If you are a fathead, or if you're married to one, or no one, or have a child that's one, or a brother that's one, or an adult, or whatever, a parent that's one, yes, have empathy for them. Get them into the program. And yeah, and for you, yeah, you may want to go to Alifat yourself. That being said, yeah, so your fatheads, stubborn, huge egos, can't be wrong, can never be corrected, never will take it on the chin where they'd actually learn a lesson, dig their heels in only deeper. I mean, needless to say, so Kelsey, your sister who's actually a genius level opera singer and
yeah.
Right and
yeah.
and musician. So she's doing something in yeah, theater.
She is. So she's actually in grad school right now in Chicago, and she is stage managing or helping stage manage this opera. And she was telling me, it was perfect, Kev, because she didn't know what a fathead was. And so she's describing this experience to me, and she's like, God, this, like, my professor's just, he's such a dick. I don't know what else to say besides just like, dick. He's such a big ego. I was the butt of every joke. Like, even when it wasn't, like, there wasn't even a joke to be had. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. And she was, and it was like, I would do something and he was like, oh, well, you know, that kind of stuff. And she was like, and anytime I tried to suggest something, it was like, he wouldn't have it. Now she was like, do you want me to be, you asked me to help you stage manage.
I love
like,
it. No, but see, for her, there's a lot in this, guys. Uh-huh. First of all, I want to hear the response, but that was so healthy.
Yeah.
Because, see, our generation wouldn't do that. True. We would just get, I'm dealing with someone from your generation. So she's more Gen Z, but I'm dealing with someone from your generation. I can't name drop because I don't want to say who the star is that she's producing a show for. Mm. The star's actually great, but the fathead running the show is doing the same thing. And that where that comes from is he's jealous of Erica, your sister. This guy's jealous. They see the power in them, so they feel the need to knock them down.
Ugh.
And especially this, teachers tend to do this with students because they're bitter
that they're not the star.
That they're not there. They didn't get there in their life, so they're relegated to teaching. The best teachers are the ones who go, hey, I'm here to get you there.
Right.
I want you to be a star. Right. Like, I want you to, like, go. That's the best teacher,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I've had the blessings to be able to work with people that were new and see them be eclipse me, and I love it. And there's no greater compliment to a teacher to know that you were able to help get them there. But you can get those other teachers, and especially at a lot of those colleges,
right.
they fell short of their own dreams. And it's not like, hey, my dream is to teach and I have a gift for this. It's
it's that I'm smarter than you and you.
Well, I was supposed to be the star. For whatever reason, the world didn't see it. Now here you come, you little whatever, thinking you're the star, or basically with him, he knows she is,
mm-hmm.
and it bothers him.
Yeah.
And then it probably bothers him that she doesn't care. Meaning,
she doesn't.
And we know that about Erica. Yeah. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
So she has this gift, but she's not really wrapped up and consumed by it.
Right.
And that bothers him because he probably is, number one. Yep. Then number two, she probably doesn't need him or look up to him. And then the more he acts like an idiot, the less she does. And that's what fatheads don't understand.
Yes.
They just keep going deeper. But if they can get the right person, a bully, they can make their lives hell.
Mm.
But I love Erica. She's younger. She's from Gen Z. And she's just to be being honest
care.
With him and say, wait, why do you? Whereas the millennial I'm dealing with that's dealing with a fathead producer is trying to figure out, what do I do? Like, I don't want to, like, you know, but it's all coming from the same place. And what I'm having the millennial do is like, listen, let's take a step back here. You, this is a, this, and this person is multi-Emmy decorated, this producer that she works for, multi-Emmy. I said, you've got a multi-Emmy winning producer, insecure and rattled. Let's own that positive truth. And that is the truth. So we've got bigger and better beyond this. This is just, stay present. It's a great opportunity. The star adores this person and sees the person and now keeps referencing during the show. Oh, blank, what do you think about this? Blank, what, and that's only making the fathead crazier. And I'm like, hey, but remember we talked even last week that you have to take your licks sometimes.
Yeah.
So Erica may not have to right now. I would encourage Erica to take the licks from the fathead and to start learning, because it's life. We're not going to, go back to the millennial and Gen Z. I think one of the things that's driving you guys crazy is you grew up in this Disney good guy, bad guy world. And now that you're in the real world, it's like, wait, what? Bad guys win? And then even if they don't appear to win, you think they win. And then it's like, you can't accept gray.
Right.
So anyone's gray, she has to be killed. And it's like, you can't just keep canceling and killing everybody.
Right or wrong, yeah.
It's not going to stop. You're just going to keep going and going and going and going. So you have to learn how to deal with them. And I think when you're younger and cutting your teeth, you deal with them to a degree, and then you can do your own thing. But even still, you're going to have a fat head working at Starbucks. You're going to have a fat... You guys, there's no escaping the fat heads. We've had them since the beginning of time.
Truly.
And I can see what's going on here now. All of those things. And I love it. So now let's go to, how did he respond when she said that?
Because
I'm really proud of her for that.
Yeah. Well, and she was funny. It was like, she didn't even really honestly tell me how he was. She said he didn't, he was just kind of like, eh, whatever. kind of ignored it. But what she and I more focused on was her. I was like, Erica, that's a fathead. Have you listened to any of our RGF? And she was like, wait, what? So then I defined fathead for her, and the awareness she felt, it was like I was FaceTiming her, and it looked like she had this like new power.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's wonderful when you first when you become enlightened to the fathead.
She was like, oh my God, yes, because now she's like, oh, I know how to deal with this. And she actually, like you said, already was doing a good job, but she was laughing. She's like, it's hilarious because I don't even give a shit about this opera. Like, and because that's just Erica. Like, she does care, but this guy cares so much. So anyways, it was so cool to watch her become, enlightened to it, because now she's like, oh, that's funny. How lame is he?
Can we keep checking in?
I will.
Because I want to see how this goes.
Yeah.
I would encourage her to hang in with it and then know that the more this is coming, in our business is full of ego. So all life is, but I mean, we're all unfortunately driven so much by our egos. But in our business, it's like crazy. So I want to see how I want to know more about it. But I think that was a really healthy response of like, hey, wait, because then they get kind of confused.
Yeah.
Rather than kind of get, you don't want to get sucked into the, you don't want to get sucked into the tit for tat with the fatheads, because that's
the
what
game.
They want.
Yeah.
So instead of when he gives a put down like, oh, you didn't tie your shoes today. No, I did tie my shoes. It was just that you asked me to take my shoes off and then you say, keep them unlaced for the last, you know, and that's what they, rather than what I love her response was like, you're the one who asked for my help. Better way.
So good.
Better way.
So good.
Really proud of her for that.
I think there's so much. It's so interesting. We can all learn from all different generations. But like you said, Kev, I think the one thing I do love about Gen Z, as much as sometimes I want to smack them, I'm like, damn, you guys just don't care.
They don't care.
And it's so awesome.
They don't care.
And we care so much.
And I will say, like, I'm noticing the difference where the millennials were more turtles on their backs.
Yes.
When it comes to getting out of a problem or a situation. I noticed now, of course, Pooja is high functioning Gen Z, cream of the crop, but I do notice that she immediately goes to YouTube,
Google,
anything
that's
broken or fit, you know, whatever, can't fit. And it's like, so there's a resourcefulness there. There's an independence, and there's definitely like, there's much less attachment. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll see how it all ends up. I think ultimately it'll be what it is. It'll just be a different world. And I think ultimately it will be good. It will be good. But yeah, you guys were definitely the, you and Gen X, especially your generation, is definitely like the kind of the middle where you had a lot, all the shit carry over to you and they have more time to figure it out. And then the group coming after them is going to think they're the biggest clowns, you'll see.
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't know that because they're laughing at everyone now.
Yeah, they laugh at us.
They laugh at everyone now, but they don't understand. Mm-hmm. He who laughs.
Yeah. Kevin, that reminded me of something else we wanted to talk about that I don't know if you have this down. We were going to talk about like girl squads. Speaking of Gen X and having your squad that you go out with and how we never had that.
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin and I had a realization about this the other day.
Well, was it a realization?
Kind of. We were kind of just like, we never had that. And it's kind of like...
A squad?
Yeah.
Well, no, there's always been cliques.
No, I'm saying
no, I think
us.
We were talking... No, me and you individually.
Correct.
No, we were talking... Yes, we were talking about... Yeah, the people that... I don't know. They're always traveling in a big pack. And yeah, no, that
they
was never us.
Yeah.
That was never us. Closest I came to it was college, but not my college friends at the time. It was after college we all got really close. But for me, I was always all over the world while my friends were back home. So yeah, no, I really never had
that would
like for a minute, maybe a couple times, maybe in high school. But yeah no.
Well, it's interesting because I feel like I see a lot of the Gen Zs have their packs. And they're not as much individual. It's and millennials do too. But like that's what I see with them versus with,
more than your gen.
Because
I think it's a human thing to always gang up.
Mm,
you know, it's and everyone follows everyone from the See, and just you're not on video, so Kelsey stuck her tongue out like she wanted to vomit.
I hate it.
Listen, no judgment either way. No. I just think if you're in one of those cliques, then I just think the bad part can be is when you prevent yourself from bringing in new people, new energy, new beings. You know, because there's no guarantee that all those people in the clique are growing, you know, and you want to be growing. And I think it prevents growth. But that's why I'm not into any kind of exclusivity. I never was. I don't like anything that's exclusive. I'm not a fan of. If a religion is exclusive, I'm not a fan of it. You know, I'm not. I'm not a fan of any. If a culture is exclusive, not a fan. No, not a fan. I think we're all connected. The older I get, the more I realize that. Didn't realize it when I was younger. The older I get, the more I realize, yeah, we are all connected. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So next time we'll have Pooji on because she basically had a Just Add Water group. She came out here and from what she told me.
Just Add Water.
And she just added water and in a week she had a click.
Oh my. And I literally was sitting there like, how in the. What?
I don't know.
And she's telling me this drama. I'm like, how?
And what? And then the drama of everybody. See, I don't get to hear the drama, but I love the drama. Now, you see, Kelsey, how I just want to flip the switch and now immediately want to join her clique. How do we get in? See?
Think we're cool enough, Kev.
Go back to the first 35 episodes. Don't just tune out to this show. Do you see how weak I get? I'm trying to be evolving and growing. I'm like, wait, they have an awesome click. No. I want to get in on the click. I want to be in on the drama.
I think they secretly make fun of us. Not her specifically, but
wait,
all
back
Gen
up.
Z.
Secretly? Let me replace secretly. Totally. Totally.
Oh,
totally.
I know.
Except... I remember your generation
making
fun of us. I remember the one before you make fun of us. And guess what?
They're going to get made fun
of
too.
Still.
Oh, you're still cool,
boss? I'm still Ric Flair in the ring.
True.
I'm still doing my spots. I'm still, you know.
Yeah.
And they all kind of age out, you know. So don't laugh, kids, because you're going to blink. And then you won't be laughing anymore. It all catches up to you.
Yeah.
So no. Maria, I tell you, Maria's success always was attracted to older people. Mm. Always had older friends. And my mother always had older friends and younger friends and to this day still does.
So I honestly,
it's the smartest thing. You know, you get the wisdom from your older friends and you get energy and youth and open. You get open to new ideas with younger friends.
Yeah.
Not a hard formula. Doesn't happen when you have a click. Although, as I said, this is how weak I am. I really want to join Pooja's clique now, and I want to be involved in the drama. It just sounds so fun.
I know.
Like, I have to say, I was jealous of the college friends that had, like, the girls are having us over for dinner, and they all had their thing, and they were just such adults. There was a group we had in college. I used to call them the St. Elmo's Fire Group.
Okay.
Really dating myself. But that was a kind of a college movie of, like, college friends that were very adult and very enmeshed, and... we were just drinking until we passed out. So there was no really room for us to be.
That's what I was doing too, so.
Yeah. I really need to hear more about this this Pooja clique I want to join.
Okay.
And you know what sucks?
I'll chaperone.
I think they're all rich. And then some of them are TikTok famous. So no.
Are Pooja, they?
I mean, Kels, I think so. Some of them are like musicians or whatever. But here's the thing, Kels. That's not good news. You know why?
Why?
Can't buy our way in. Can't scam our way
good
in.
Good point.
The money's not going to get us in. Helping them get famous isn't going to get us in. I think we're screwed.
Yeah, we're screwed.
I don't think we're getting into the clique.
Yeah, we're screwed.
All right,
maybe we should make
our
own.
Yeah, but their clique is so awesome. All right,
I'd last
one more break, and then I'll give some thoughts on Will Smith, and which I talked about a little bit when it was happening live, and I'll give some thoughts on that, and then... we get to enjoy our weekend.
And then Kevin has to, what? JK, you're already at WrestleMania, technically.
No, well.
I was going to say, Kevin's got to get on a plane.
Yeah, Kevin's going to, we're going to tape some stuff over the weekend.
Yeah.
When I get Queenie and a couple of mics, and then she just starts dropping these, like, gems, that's when I go, wait.
Back
you
up.
You need to talk about that. Man, nobody knows that. I don't know. So, all right, we'll be right back.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Okay, and we're back. And we were doing our podcast live Monday. I thought... having Maria kind of do an Oscar coverage would be great because she was there. She was on the red carpet. I said, Maria, so you've got this like front row seat that none of us have.
Inside baseball.
So, yeah. So it's like so much you can share. And she did. And as we're watching, and Maria was in so much shock, she wasn't even really recounting clearly what was going on. The hit. And the, this, and he's yelling, and wait, what? I at the time when I heard it, I was like, listen, I understand as a man when your partner is being picked on or harassed or abused, you know, wanting to step up and do something. You know, I know what that feeling is like, so I understand how he felt. I also think everything going on in the world right now has made us all crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I also understand that there's a different culture behind comedy where, you know, you call people out and you have your fun. And again, it's subjective, but don't really think the joke was too harsh. I actually think she looks hot, bald. I think it's a really hot look on women, mm-hmm. you know, certain women especially. But, you know, I'm not her and I'm not him, not Will, but I don't think Chris Rock's intention was that. Those guys get up and have fun. And, you know, those comics are all really quirky. And I know a lot of them, you know, Jim Norton and everyone who came up on the Opie and Anthony show, a lot of those guys. And they're all just, they all are... little odd, a little quirky, and they all have their own language that they speak to each other. And it's what they do. That's their art.
Yeah.
I just, when I saw it, I understood both sides. I just knew what was coming. And I just said, let the boys work it out. Mm-hmm. Let them work it out between each other.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's just, it's what I think, Kelsey, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, there's people that want... They wanted him dragged out by the cops. Oh, that would look wonderful, wouldn't it?
Super good.
Wouldn't that look wonderful to the rest of the country and the world? And what would our world do with that?
Yeah.
So, no.
That would not have been
good. You know, it's not right to hit somebody like that. But I don't feel now that everyone... I feel like if it was handled correctly, which is for Will to not just apologize to Cammy, but apologize to Chris.
Chris, yeah.
And for Chris to accept, hopefully accept it. That's up to Chris. But I feel like they should just work it out.
Yeah.
Rather than everyone weighing in. Because now it's gone to, oh, well, if you're going to kick Will out of the Oscars, why didn't we kick out some of the other rapists? And, you know, like why? So now it's into that.
Oh,
whole thing,
very,
you know,
tit for tat.
Yeah, and I've Zoe, got yeah. I've got people that are saying, you know, he's sticking up for women's rights and they want to, so they're defending him. And then I feel like the majority of show business is defending Chris Rock or against Will.
You think so?
It's, I don't know, everyone I read says like you should never go up, and because I think yeah. again maybe because it's a lot of comics coming out because they know it's going to be them,
right?
Who's next,
right?
I just know it's just, I go, here's just another thing that we can all weigh in on, be judgmental about, add our own special, unique blend of 13 herbs and spices and toxicities, you know, like,
yeah.
And it's just like, come on, between your, what's going on in your own life. And if you want to step out of your own life, you look at from what you see in Ukraine and the rest of the world. I don't know. I've been to dinner with Will Smith. He's a really nice guy and very evolved and big student of life. I've been in proximity to Chris Rock and, you know, like I said, just comic, fun, brilliant comedian. Both of them are brilliant. And I just feel bad. I feel bad about all of it, but I will tell you that everyone's off right now in the last 2 years. And I think that if I can be, add some judgment, I would surmise that, you know, Will putting himself out there so much, you know, Facebook Watch, and he kind of keeps throwing all his emotions out there on all these like shows. And sometimes like a lot of the artists and the movie stars kind of better to hold it in. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Stallone who said it, one of the older stars had said, not about the Will Smith situation, said, you know, it's harder to not say anything. And it's about what you don't say. Actually, let me take Stallone the rest of them out. I actually think I saw that on Succession. But it really is. It's show. Harder to not say anything, yeah. But that's the way to go. And just like let your art do the talking. But he's out there so much that I think that think of how many toxic comments he's gotten in the last 2 years.
And also not even just about him, about Jaden, about Willow, about their relationship,
right.
Everything.
Right. And so this guy is wound up like a drum. And leave it to Denzel with like the unbelievable statement is that's when the devil calls, yeah. When you're at your top, which lesson for all of us, right? Because so accurate. And like, Denzel's the man.
He's
just
the man.
Saying. But I see where Will is just so, it just, you know, and if I were within his camp, I would say do everything to apologize. You know, maybe there's something nice you could do for the winners. You know, in their night, and just mea culpa. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also going to say to him, do not throw yourself off a bridge. You've done great work. You've been a really good human being, and you have a lot more to give. You made a mistake.
Yeah.
That's it, you know, and thank God it was just a slap. It sucks. Now go make it right and go and move on. And like I said, hopefully for Chris Rock, I've heard his like album sales were up 25%.
Hell yeah.
Like, so he took a slap and it sucks, but I think he also got a lot of goodwill behind him. So
yeah.
All I'm saying is I get it. I get it from both sides. It was not the right thing to do, but I think all of us thinking that, you know, we have to like, you know, put this guy in front of a firing range and we can all like, why didn't they do this? And why didn't they do that? And like, okay, like the fact that he cried up there and then everyone applauded for him. It's like, shame on you, Hollywood. But in that moment, if you're a human being, I felt bad. I see a nice guy that we all love crying.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him. So, of course, I would have gotten wrapped up in that moment, too. It doesn't mean everyone in that audience was bad.
No.
But I will say this. Before I went, and this has nothing to do with Chris, because I've always qualified Chris and Will, what I think of them as human beings. It's funny, before the Oscars, my Maria was like, you know, Maria, I don't like to watch. And because I had this breakthrough that was kind of strange, and Maria got it. I said, you know, Maria, I'm like, when I think of all the people in the carny business, Right. And then the 2 years I worked in the combat zone of Boston, which doesn't exist anymore, but at the time. And I think of actual murderers that I worked with and thieves, degenerates, you know, the sociopaths, you know, mobsters. And yet, I said, you know, Maria knew some of them because, you know, when I was getting out of that when I met her. So she met some of them. And I said, Maria, I had this realization. When I think of the worst human beings, the biggest sociopaths and psychopaths, it's not in that business. It's in Hollywood. So that's why when I see the Hollywood people get up and tell us all how to live, I'm like, really? From you? Like literally the worst human beings I've ever met in my life. Now, I will also say this. For the percentage, which is probably, I'd say 20 to 25% of the people in Hollywood, they do vibrate higher. They get it. They make, they know they are, have, they have gifts. They make more money and have more fame than they're entitled to. And they want to give back and they do want to make a difference. So I have seen that as well. And I want to say that because also the greatest people I've met have been out here. But, you know, some of the most diabolical, sinister, rotten. And it's like a culture. And I'll tell you, like, especially like you, these people work behind the scenes. You know, on these Oscar films, the biggest snobs, they look down on everybody. They're elitists. And they think they can tell us how to live. So that's what, but that's them at their best, let alone the amount of theft, stealing people's projects, cutting people. I mean, like, it's unbelievable. If you guys knew the lengths that I've had to learn to go to, follow-up emails that I have to, that my, you know, agents saying, no, you need to email back and specify X, Y, and Z, woman over the meeting, or they're going to just take your idea. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, it's not, but again, that's nothing even compared to what I've seen. You, at the worst, is like a Harvey Weinstein, but you know, you and I, Kelsey, we know some people.
Oh, yeah.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious.
Yeah.
And by the way, sometimes just for their own amusement.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things my friend Randall said about John Wayne Gacy, he was like, I'm like, why would this guy dress like a clown and do this, murder all these children? He's like, for his own amusement. And there's just certain people out there just for their own amusement.
Yeah.
And then there's people, it's like, they're that obsessed with fame. They're that obsessed with money. So they'll still go to, and they'll burn you to the ground.
Any length, yeah.
And then there's that third one's just for, sometimes like, wait, why are you even doing that? Just for their own amusement.
Yeah.
Scary.
It is scary.
So once again, I've said a lot. Not much makes sense, probably.
No,
but
it did. I have to, the one thing I want to say that I think Chris Rock should win an award for how he reacted.
Oh my God.
Because.
Oh my God, you are so right.
He could have perpetuated that and he didn't. And I just think that like, I don't know. He really handled it very, very, very well.
Like a total gentleman.
Like a total gentleman.
A professional. And
yeah.
Yes.
And I think you're spot on, Kev. It was funny. I was watching.
Yeah, and I do feel, let me be clear.
Yeah.
I feel initially the worst for him.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was the victim of an assault.
Yeah.
Now, as it goes on, he'll get over it. We're men.
Right.
We can all take a slap to the face, guys. I know it sucks. But I really am worried about Will. And like I said, and now what I hope for Will is that he doesn't fathead this and double down. And I hope he doesn't have dark forces in life and go, screw that.
He already apologized on, he like publicly
did to Chris.
No, I know, but
I want internally.
Ah, yeah.
But if we all keep poking the bear, which
totally.
We will, and we make sides and we make campaigns and we get talks, you know, he'll triple down and go, no, I stuck by my woman and I'll do it again. And even if externally he's going to be phony because he wants to keep working because he loves work. He's never, you know, that's what drives him. You just have to hope that this will not get him bitter and he'll really go on a journey to why he reacted like that. You know, what is it in him?
Yeah.
And listen, if you, even his Red Table Talks, he's had psychologists on, they've talked about childhood issues and things. I mean, so, again, it's all who they're around. But and I remember little Jaden as a kid. I met him just, you know, so it's Regular Guy Friday, so we can name drop.
Hell yeah.
One time I was over the Kardashians when they were little, the girls, Kendall and
oh, and they were friends with Jaden, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he just had these big eyes, and he was just looking up everywhere. I say he was just looking up, and it was like he just was so present. He was so present as a kid. He just wanted to like absorb and learn.
Wow.
And I've just found it like...
He's a special kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, so I think they're almost like a first family of Hollywood in a sense, but just all the crap that that carries, and they're out, they're just so out there.
Very out there.
It's really hard. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. So
yeah, I was watching something where you were spot on. Someone was saying how it looked like when Will went to smack him, he stretched back as if he was going back into the future and just pulling up like all of it. And I was like,
No. It's a lot there to work on. And, you know, and again, it's like people are really angry now. And now imagine if an Oscar winner, who's the number one film star in the world, I'd say him and Tom Cruise are neck and neck for that. Arguably, you know, he could be in that state. Ugh. So what's it say for the rest of us? Anyway, I just think let's just send them good energy to all, and don't judge. We're not in that situation. No one was killed, and there's bigger fish out there to fry. And I wish them all well. And it's too bad. And I'll tell you, you know, my message.
Tell us.
Is again, Miss Universe just tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Oh, hey, B.
Hey, B."
No, because this weekend, you know, I tend to, you never know, Mania, like a lot of celebrities show up.
Now we're on the same way.
No, and you never know who you're going to see. And there's a couple of people that I
might see.
Might see, and was just kind of like, you know, it's time. And here's the thing. I would never hit a Chris Rock. He's too skinny. I would only go after someone who I knew.
Too skinny.
No, I'm not kidding. I would go after someone bigger than me that I know could handle it and could fight. And there's a couple out there,
but
a couple of fat heads that helped Maria get a tumor. And no,
yeah.
And we're vicious and cruel and psychotic, and they got it coming. But in the last 30 years, I've given up that and let it, whatever it comes to them, comes from the universe, and I'll work on me. But like Popeye the Sailor once said, that's all I can stands. I can't stands no more. And literally this weekend, I'm like, you know, there might be a couple of people there and it may be time. And then I saw this all happen and I said, you know what?
Nope.
Love and light.
Mm-hmm.
Love and light and donuts.
And donuts.
Because you know what I used to do, Kelsey?
What?
Well, this 30-year period that I had my no revenge policy, which is still intact.
Yo, yeah, you would wish them still.
I would say, yeah. Don't worry, Maria, I got this. I go, I wish upon them flat Diet Coke and stale pretzels.
That's right. Oh, those pretzels.
No more evil thing to do to someone.
Gross.
Yes. May all your Diet Cokes be flat. May all your pretzels be stale.
Ew.
And that's it.
That's perfect.
But now I don't even do that. No. Fresh.
Love and light.
Wetzel's pretzels for you.
make pretzels.
All of your Diet Cokes be robust and carbonated and vibrant. And yeah, no, love and light. And then it's funny because I was working with a therapist this week who said, you know, you have to have empathy for those people too. Like, why did they end up?
Yeah.
So even like, you know, my brother Joe's dad is like with the grandson, Joe's son, Andrew, and my nephew. And now Andrew's getting to an age. He's like, how come Grandpa just sits there all day alone playing cards, playing solitaire? He doesn't talk to me. Yeah. And I said to Joe, let's take a step back now. I know you've been down at your dad for years, but let's take a step back and have empathy for him. What was done to him in his childhood to make, and then I know some of the stories. So I was telling Joe and my therapist was saying about any of the people I see that were mean to Maria, have empathy for their story. Like why they would have done what they did. And it helps.
Yeah.
It does help. Now, like I said, and as Maria graces me with her presence, looking like a mermaid.
Oh, she looks like
Maria,
a mermaid?
Yeah, she does.
Wow.
And now, Maria, we no longer wish flat Diet Coke.
Beautiful.
And stale pretzels on people. We are wishing them warm.
And love and light.
Butter.
Yeah.
Butter dipped salted pretzels with highly carbonated.
And can I just clarify, she's not wearing like a mermaid outfit.
No, but her hair is very mermaid-y.
It's beautiful.
It's
mermaid
magic.
I'm about to speak and kill you with my breath. I have Greek tzatziki.
But see, the thing is, it smells like Greek tzatziki. It doesn't smell like bad breath.
All right,
so you guys, Kelsey, if you would please.
Plug
being pulled. We are going.
Follow the king.
Yes.
Maria is dancing to Ava Max.
We really need Ava in here.
Kevin.
To remind us.
Stop teasing us.
I know. I know. Well, no, I'll see Dimitri this weekend. You guys, everybody. Thank you so much. All you regular guys and gals. It's your weekend. Have fun. Either get organized this weekend, because guess what? The fun's coming.
The fun? Oh, summer?
Yeah, listen, we got to get this Easter business out of the way. Someday we have to explore the decline of the Easter Bunny. Not for this show, but I think the Easter Bunny, you know, we've had so many movies about like Santa being dead and no one believing in Santa and he's got to refine his magic. No, the Easter Bunny really is on the east. He's just about gone. I think it's going to be, yeah, bye-bye to the Easter Bunny. So a whole other exploration. Maybe we'll have to bring him back at some point. But you guys, Monday, make sure you check your inboxes because, oh, I don't know, the manager may be in answering your questions.
No, hopefully it's WrestleMania chit-chat.
Right.
Thank you, manager, for helping me because I can't do it all.
Oh, Maria says, thank you. Your manager is, see, she's the talent. I'm the manager. Kelsey's co-manager. And you're very welcome. You guys, Kelsey, what do? We're here to help people.
That's right. I have to save it for have a few laughs. Help people along the way. Learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
Have a few laughs.
And scam on.
And scam.
And may all your scams wait, come true.
That was close enough.
Fresh pretzels and good Diet Cokes.
To everyone. Bye. Betches. Bye.